or on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM, 881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
The Jaguar Journal, your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics. A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
Coming to you live from Guarantee Broadcast, downtown Baton Rouge, it is the Jaguar Journal. I am Perry White, my man Mike right here on the board, making sure it all sounds good and work well. Good morning to everybody that are listening. It is finally here, football season. I hope you guys are prepared and ready. You guys have probably been watching games since last week, week zero, coming over to Thursday. And now week one is underway. It is football season, and it is, you can just feel it in the air how anxious the Jaguar Nation is to find out what this Southern University football team is going to look like now under first-year head coach Terrence Graves. Today's matchup against McNeese State over in Lake Charles. Get you a poncho just in case. Could be a rainy forecast in for the day. I don't want you to get caught off guard. Get you a poncho. Great show lined up for you guys today. My man Thomas White of Mogul Threads. Going to come on at 7:15 and talk to us, because I know when it's football season, right, you have to get your apparel. And my man Thomas White has the apparel. He'll be set up over in Lake Charles today. That's his hometown. So he'll be set up over there. I'm going to give you guys some information, talking with him, that will help you be able to find out where to find him to get your shirts, your jackets, whatever you need, socks, hats, all of it. As the season takes on, just starting from game one and continue to move on by the time we get to November and hopefully December. At 7:30, Matthew Bunnett is going to talk to us coming from McNeese. He's the athletic director and head over athletics communications. He's going to talk to us a little bit about, for you guys that are coming in, parking, tickets, the stadium, you know, bags, whatever the case it is that you need to know when you show up at Magnese, because it could be a foreign place to you. How often do you go to Magnese football games or in that stadium or know what's going on? So because this is the first game, and I know the Jaguar Nation is going to be showing up, we're going to have Matthew come on and talk to us about the do's and don'ts and just some tidbits about how to make your travel over to Magnese today just a little bit better by just filling you in. 7:45, we're going to have Dr. Kedrick Taylor, director of bands at Southern University, talk to us about what's the band's plans for today. Then my boy Blue, Zach, will be on at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk some Magnese State football. We're going to do a preview. It's time for us to get to know our opponent for today. And then right after that, you know my guy Jim Klein, Peter the Advocate. We're going to talk about Southern, give you a perspective of both. So we're doing game preview, game prediction, and we're filling you in on all the game day things that are going to take place today, from apparel to parking, tickets, and then both teams as well as the band. I hope you guys are ready for a great show because football season is here. No more waiting, no more guessing, no more just I wonder what is. We're going to find out quick, fast, and hurry what it's going to be like today in terms of Southern University taking on Magnese State. Magnese State had an opponent last week as they played in week zero. The first game, football game, college football game played on American soil last week. Of course, Georgia Tech, Florida State played over in Ireland. But Magnese and Tarleton had a hell of a game last week. Tarleton State, the top 25 FCS program. Magnese State found a way to come back in that ball game. Lost by 3 points. To me, poor game management towards the end if you had an opportunity to check out that game. But nonetheless, their quarterback, Clifton McDowell, who we're going to talk about a little bit later into the show, initially was a commit to Southern University. Decommitted, went to Montana, started 10 games at Montana once they named him starting, and ultimately led them to the FCS National Championship against South Dakota State. They fall short. He transfers, and now he's at Magnese State. So you're going to definitely see a lot of that kid today, but just to fill you in on a little bit in terms of what's going on. Mike, let's get ready to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have my man Thomas White Jr. talk to us about Mogul Threads so you can get your game day apparel for today's big matchup, Southern University versus Magnese State. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. More of the Jaguar Journal.
Danny Johnson, first and foremost, outstanding young man, great character, great young man. Can't say enough about him. Great father. You always see him, you know, hanging around with his son and spending time with his son and his family. As a player, I can't say enough about him. He has all the athletic ability that you want in a kid with playing corner, the footwork, speed, all the intangibles.
You know, I have a good work ethic. You know, there's been a lot of times, you know, in the offseason, I got to just push myself to go work out, you know, even if nobody else was out there, just to, you know, get that extra push when we get back into the season, you know, because I always wanted to have that edge over everybody else. So, you know, it's just that mindset that I have. You know, I want to be one of the best. So, you know, I got to push myself, you know, if anybody else does. And it's like a lot of stuff that I want to do with my son that I can't do because I'm playing ball. So my biggest return to him is just, you know, having him come to games on Saturday. You know, he can see his father play in front of him. You know, thousands of people. You know, it's just, it makes him happy. So whenever he's happy, I'm happy. But just when I get the chance to just go home and, you know, hear everything, you know, he's been doing in school and, you know, what he likes and doesn't like, you know, it just brings me back to that, just that fatherhood and just being around him. And that's what I like to do. You know, I put academics over football because, you know, I can't play football forever. You know, at some point, you know, I'm going to have to rely on that degree. So, you know, that's my biggest thing. And that's like one reason why I came to Southern, to get that degree. So I set myself up to where I'd be able to graduate right after the season. So if football doesn't work out for me, I can always come back and go to grad school. So, you know, education is a big thing for me.
Danny Johnson put Southern University on a, you know, national stage. Obviously, everybody knows about Jag Nation and Southern University. But you'll see Danny Johnson playing on Sunday one day, and he'll be able to be an ambassador, you know, for the university.
What's What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody listening out there on 107.3 FM here in the Baton Rouge area and everybody watching and listening to us on our YouTube channel. Good morning to you guys. Hit that subscribe button while you're at it. And if you haven't and you're listening, go over to our YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button. We would love to have your support. And everybody watching on our Facebook Live, good morning to you guys all across the Facebook groups and everywhere else. Be sure to go follow the Jaguar Journal Facebook page. And as we continue to get the day going, as it is week one, football season is underway. Southern taking on Magnese. Jaguar Nation headed over to Lake Charles. There's going to be a lot of interest from people around the state as they flood into the city. And guess what? With that interest means people need apparel. They need shirts, hats, socks, whatever the case may be to represent Southern University and whoever else that they want. And I got just the man for the plan who can help you out. My man, Thomas White Jr. of Mogul Threads. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing, Perry?
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
Man, it's a great day, man. First game of the season. Excited. Basically, I couldn't sleep. I was rolling over like I'm going to get suited up and get out on the field or something.
I think you and a lot of other Jaguar fans are feeling the same way. But most importantly, you have a business, Mogul Threads, man. Talk to us about the company that you have and what you have to offer.
Well, Mogul Threads, I got the vision when I was at Southern, of course, had to work my way up to get the money to build it up. So after I graduated, I earned another degree, but it was still in my mind and in my spirit. So, I worked towards that. We got everything going in terms of documentation, and then we started rolling with the apparel. And so we offer licensed merchandise for Southern University, and recently we have added more licenses, such as Magnese, Texas Southern, and we also have Grambling. So we're about to roll that out. We're updating the website right now, so please be patient. Everything is going to be ready, but today we're ready for you. We're going to be set up at 4309 Common Street. I think we offer top-notch gear, top-notch quality service, customer service with quality. I hope everybody's happy. We try to put out the best all the time. And if we can't get it for you at that time, we definitely make sure that we get it for you and we follow up.
You're talking about the type of apparel that you have. Give some insight, man. I know I have on one of your hats right now, man, that you got me laced up with. But some of the things that you have to offer, Thomas.
Oh, shoot. We offer caps, socks. So really, we look at it from the standpoint of we got you covered from head to toe. We got caps. We got sweaters, tackle twill, the fancy stuff. So if you want to be casual, we offer that. If you want to be top-notch and have everybody, trying to figure out where you got your gear, that's the way we approach it. We want to make sure you want to know where to get that, We offer that embroidery, just anything that you can imagine. And this year, like I said, with us adding the new licenses, we're excited. We have more pieces coming out in addition to what we've offered in the past. And I think the people are really going to be excited, man. I just can't wait. And we also offer custom apparel. It's an exciting point right now for Mogul Threads.
Where you going to be set up at today, Thomas, for the people that's coming over in Lake Charles to be able to find you and say, I want to grab something to support?
Yeah, so it's 4309 Common Street, Commerce Street will lead you into the stadium, but it's right near, actually, from the tailgate area where the Southern Jaguars are supposed to be. You can walk from that location. Oh, now, of course, it's supposed to be a little bit of rain. I'm looking at the weather now. It's dreary, but that is not raining. So we're going to pray that it remains the same. But it's